thought on Adam Lowry and his role. You were often quick to point out last year that his line was second off the bench.
Yeah.
How do you see his role now, and maybe as importantly, how he's handling it?
Yeah, so we really liked his game in Pittsburgh, right? And had different wingers with him, which changes when he comes off the bench. So there are going to be nights where he absolutely gets back to second off the bench. You'll see it more at home than we do on the road because they don't get last change and the match is harder for us to find. But I don't think Brian being out of the lineup changes how we look. It changes what the lines look like. But when we get to it, if we get to everybody healthy, the structure of how we run the bench at home especially isn't going to change. You'll see Adam come out in that hole quite often.
And with him, there's no ego to worry about, is there?
No, it's more than that because I was able to get him out in Pittsburgh when we knew Crosby was coming out, especially, and he excels at that. It's kind of when his job is clearly defined that I can get him out there, he goes out with a single purpose, and it usually means they spend some time in the other team's zone.
Josh, back in tonight.
Yes.
He said he was, okay. Why Boteto and
Kulikov
over Dahlstrom? I mean, Dahlstrom plays 20-plus minutes and then maybe comes out now. And
yes.
Is Niku still just...
was there a word for this?
Not that he was forced into the lineup, but, I mean...
Yeah, we had an injury. Yeah, well, I've got Morrissey and Kulikov coming back, and I want them both in the lineup when they do. So two guys have to come out. I liked all of their games. I liked Alston's games, especially, because we got him to move him over back to the left. We're much heavier on our left side. Anthony does some really important, good things with the team and around the team and on the bench and in his play. There's an energy and a certain amount of physicality to his game that we'd like to have in our lineup.
And just going to Patrick, I don't know if it's the first time he said it, but it seemed like it, but it admitted that, you know, his contract maybe got to him last year. As a coach, do you see that? I mean, can you feel that at all when a guy's in a contract year and maybe not having the year that he wants?
I think you're seeing something new to the National Hockey League. We have guys coming out of entry-level contracts and hitting these numbers. That's a pressure that they used to feel 3-4 years down the road, right? They're now they're 21 and there's a different kind of pressure. It was on Kyle, and we had 13 guys I think at some point up for contract. So it's real, and I don't know. It's completely understandable. This is an important year, and when you're that young, there's a lot of pressure. And he's a goal scorer, and when it's not going, it was a challenge for him.
Was it
him and everybody else, right? Like that makes him just like all the other guys in the room.
Was it an overly cautious approach with Josh the last couple of games, or is it just something that you were worried that it might have been something else, something worse?
I would think those two words were right, appropriately overly cautious. I think that's exactly right. Because we have tests in place for players, and he passed all the tests that said he could play, except he didn't feel right. That's enough, right? We're not taking that risk with anybody until they get to a point. Like if we're talking about a groin pull, we understand that a lot better, and we understand what happens if that gets worse, what that means, and we can pull a guy halfway through the game. Anything related to how a guy feels like that, where it's a gray area, and if he could go from, geez, I don't feel well, to, hey, I'm out for 3 months, we're not taking any chances with that.
Having him back in and what he means to a defense that's obviously been in flux and is ever-changing, you know, he feels the pressure of missing, like I'm letting guys down, I need to be in there, I've got a big responsibility load. I mean, how do you sort of see that with the makeup of that player?
He gets to be the player he is because he's built mentally the way he is. He wants to be a part of it, wants to help out. So relating that, I don't know if we are relating that back to the first question. We would have just an awful lot of conversations in this process so that those two lines don't get confused. That no matter how bad you think, and that it's specifically that, I don't need you tonight. I need you for 3 months. So let's not make sure that tonight takes us out of that. And then that's an extreme example, but it's a potential extreme example that those things could happen, so we were careful with it.
With such a different defense group this year, talented but less experienced than last year's, what, if anything, have you said to your group of forwards about how to play and how to relate to their defensemen in the game?
Other than Dustin Byfuglien's absence, this didn't sneak up on us. We saw it happening over the course of the summer that we were going to look differently on our back end. The things that we didn't like about our game last year, or a better way, the things that we thought we could improve, were in our training camp, and they're all solely related to this. But the biggest change isn't we worked on certain things in camp because of our back end. It's that all of this young forward group that they have are just slowly starting to understand. They're becoming older players. They're winning more battles on the wall. They understand the importance of playing in their own end. Like, these kids come in up front and they haven't come here because they could defend. You don't get drafted in the first round because you're a real good penalty killer, right? It's not part of their game. So they got to learn it. And they learn it for us with these kids we put in. They learned it at the NHL, and they're just going to get better. So parts of our offensive game and parts of our forward play is better now than it was last year at this time. And that is the will have the biggest impact on us carrying a very inexperienced back end. And then we also have to be mindful that as coaches that we have to continually work on that part of our game.
Paul, what stood out to you most about Patrick's game personally through the first four?
I felt it changed for him last year. You know, the last 6 weeks he started to compete differently and win more puck battles. And you need reps at that to learn how to take a guy differently every time, how to shield the puck with your body, what pucks to chip in, what out. So he's kind of come back and jumped off. But you know, by talking to the guy, he's a leaner guy. Well, he's 3 years older, right? So he looks more like a man. He's more powerful on the ice. For all of that to work, though, there has to be an awareness and acceptance. This is an important part of the game. No different than Nick Ehlers, Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele 5 years ago. They all go, oh, geez, not only do I got to put points up here, but I got to do all these other things. That's what the NHL demands. And you're seeing more and more of it as game. So his work ethic, his work level have gone up. His shift length has come down. He's made better decisions on when just to release pucks. It's going to take him a while to learn what Mark and Blake need, especially through the neutral zone. There are times they just need it to go forward because they've built speed. And then they can make some of those plays that they made inside. And he's going to get the puck off his stick on the slot enough times to score enough goals.
That awareness that you're seeing from, is that part of why you think those three seem to be working well together early on? Or
well, he's a big piece to that line working, because they also carry, I mean, Mark and Blake have carried that job that if Lowry isn't out on them, and in playoff series we've just run Scheife against the other team's best. It's a big job, right? But I've also liked the way the other lines will eventually structure out with that. Right. The minutes wise for where Nick Ehlers played a hell of a game in Pittsburgh, right? And did some good battle on things. Kyle's coming. So I think our forward group can be right. We'll move those guys around. Nothing's permanent up there, but I like where Patrick is going now with his game.
Do you see Little and Lowry as a possible combination, or does Brian automatically go back up to his 2C spot when he's ready?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a plan for two things. One of them is the longer that he's out, the less responsibility I'll lay on him in the first game that he comes in. Be careful about bringing him in on the wing. Brady's been a centerman his whole career. He's coming off a concussion. Everybody knows that. So you want to put him right back into the place that he's seen the most. So I think he goes back in at center. What line, we'll talk about those things.
What's the next hurdle for him? Just practice with a contact jersey? Or what's...
Yeah, he'll go from the, you know, if he feels great today, then we just, you know, push him real hard on the ice, and then he gets to the point that he gets him bumping in, and it's all feeling good and passing tests and all those kind of things.